When it comes to reading the Bible and teaching children to read the Bible, we try to teach children, as soon as they can read, first of all, we get them their own Bible, with their own Bible study notes, and we ask them, when you read the Bible, use the Bible study notes to help explain. We try to get a conservative Reformed Bible with Bible study notes. And then we ask them to read every night on their own when they go to bed. And in family worship, we divide the verses up so every child reads. We have three children, so we have five people in our family. Each child reads one-fifth of the scripture reading. And they grow up doing that from the time they're 6 or 7 years old. And it takes some patience at the beginning because they read very slowly, but we tell the other children, be patient. This is the way they learn. And we also teach them, when you read the Bible, when you're all by yourself, don't feel you have to read 10 verses in a row like this. Read one verse and ask, is there something I can pray about that verse? Then go to prayer, read another verse, pray, another verse, pray. For example, if you're reading Proverbs, there's so much in every verse. Pray after each one. And so we try to teach them that praying and reading and meditating on what they're reading. As the Puritan said, meditation is the halfway house between scripture reading and prayer. So we try to teach them, read, meditate, and then pray. Read, meditate, pray. Read, meditate, pray. And of course we try to teach them to read the simpler books. We begin when they're very young with the stories, the miracles, the parables. The book of Genesis is wonderful. And we don't tell them to start in Ezekiel.